All right. Let's see if we get any comments. Probably not. But what do you got? Oh, we got some comments. We got some people in the room. Nice. All right. So let me close this down and go to single capture, and I will get to your comments. Okay. Close that. Ninjas 1432 says, "Ah, yeah, this one was a treat. If I remember correctly, they just solely blame men for the current state of men not being masculine." Right, but who's saying what's masculine? Women, right? Women, and a lot of it's just ideological claptrap, i.e. effinism. Effinist talking points. That's all it is. Meanwhile, men are still based and realistic about what we want. You know? Because we've been encouraged to lean into our masculine roles. Lean into the things that we ontologically, by our nature, most desire for a woman. You see, because in exploiting those things, these biological drives that we have, that's what enables the powers that be to control us. Yeah. Phil says, yeah. Ninjas 1432 says, it's directly by feminism. Ninjas says, who was it pushing the term toxic masculinity? Dude, that term's been around since like 2010. They say toxic masculinity is basically anything that is quote unquote masculine, right? You got some boys fighting, you know, 10-year-olds doing some fisticuffs. That's toxic masculinity, right? Phil says, abortion loan, $500,000, $1 million a year. Yeah, that's just in America, dude. And I think the community that aborts the most kids is the black community. Well, yeah, that Sanger broad. She was a, big-time racist, right? She was a big-time eugenicist. She hated black people. She loved abortion. Yeah, abortion loan, $1 million a year, debunks her blaming men. Yeah, what's going on here? What's she talking about? I have bodily autonomy. I am 100% in control. You cannot tell me whether or not I can abort my babies. It's my choice. In the next breath, she's talking about, oh, we have a reproduction crisis and it's men's fault. Wait, what? Lacking self-awareness much, Tommy? Yeah. She's lacking self-awareness. By the way, I'm seeing a drop-off. Is my sound too loud? Is the audio too loud? Or is it too low? Let me know, guys. Usually when I see a drop-off of viewership that much, it's because I'm blasting people's eardrums out. And it can happen. Unlike a lot of podcasters, I tend to go up and down and get kind of passionate and raise my voice, so sometimes people complain about it being too loud. Ninjas 1432 says, there's a lot of women who want to have families. I mean, yeah, there are, but they don't want to do what's necessary to get a man. So there's a real disconnect here. Men are encouraged to adhere to their gender roles, with, of course, a lot of the effinist claptrap mumbo-jumbo propaganda thrown in there to get them to, of course, be more accepting of women that are less feminine, less submissive, right? Blue-pilled dudes, essentially. Meanwhile, women, they're taught, they're indoctrinated from a very young age and told that they should like this, that, and the other. That's why when people do those street interviews, women will be like, I want a nice guy. And he should be respectful, and he should be accommodating, and he should talk about his feelings. Meanwhile, who are the dudes that they're getting with? The exact opposite of that.
Ninjas. Okay, you'll have all the power in the dating market. Why aren't you?
Yeah, they control access to S, which is what dating has become in this modern day and age. S-E, you know. I'm trying to avoid some certain words as much as humanly possible. You know why. But dating is no longer about courtship or seriously vetting people for a relationship. It's about banging and clanging. And then she's wondering why. So let me get this straight. Women stopped gatekeeping
S to a large extent. They stopped waiting until marriage and family, which are the main carrots that you can dangle in front of the nose of a man, to get him to kill himself and work 100 hours a week to provide a house and a car and a good income. So they threw that away. So they threw away the incentives that men have, or had, excuse me, to want to wife them up and work themselves to death. And now she's wondering why men don't want to wife her up and work themselves to death for her. What? What? Ah! It's insanity! Oh my God. Ninjas1432 says, now they're going to complain about the possibility of AI replacing them instead of taking accountability. Yeah, well, so dudes, do not get an AI girlfriend, okay? You'd have to pay money, and it's not a real relationship. Just don't do that. Get a dog, get a cat before you do that, okay? I mean, I'm not a big fan of either. I'm not a big fan of stand-ins in the first place, but don't do the AI thing. Now, number one, you'll be teaching our future oppressors how to destroy us. And number two, it's just kind of pathetic and sad. Phil, she doesn't understand that for her dream monogamous society to exist, the average man and the average woman, no matter how bad they are, have to say yes to each other. Well, they also have to give each other what the other wants, which, generally speaking, for the vast majority, that which, i.e., plays to their ontology, their natures as men and women, and not what they say they want, which is just ideological claptrap, is completely and totally different, right? At least for women. So they're going to have to learn about their own natures, and all self-aware are women. And they're also going to have to learn about men's natures, which they don't even care about. They've been taught that, hey, I exist. Give me a ring and an income and take care of me and a roof over my head and provide for me. And I don't have to do anything, because if I have to provide for you, if I have to, as Tommy Lahren said, provide value for a value, well, that's, you know, that's misogynistic, right? Expecting me to do stuff around the house. Phil says, dating app swipe data says men will say yes 50% of swipes while women only 17%. I thought it was way less than 17, yo. I thought it was way, way, way less. I think that the number of actual dates that end up occurring for men as opposed to women is some, like, absurd differential. Ninjas1432 says, Phil, but you know, it's men's fault, right, for not wanting their traditional standard, despite them also not meeting a traditional standard. Well, women don't meet traditional standards, but I thought tradition was evil, right? Well, only if it's tradition that holds women to account and to a standard, you see. You see, it's a double standard. It's a logical fallacy from the start. It's called a special pleading argument. It's rules for thee, but not for me. Phil says they have plenty of options, they just don't want them. That's precisely it. They don't see you. You don't exist. They look around and they see the average dude, and then they don't see him. He just disappears. He vanishes. Because he doesn't meet their very unrealistic standards. He doesn't have the right clothes, doesn't have the right belt, doesn't have the right shoes. He doesn't have all of the accoutrements that scream status. And we know what status means. Money, honey. That's what they care about. Materialism. As I've said, women have been taught that the fulfillment and meaning in their life will come from pursuing materialistic ends. But that's in and of themselves pursuing. You see, men don't pursue career and work themselves to death just to pursue career and work themselves to death. There are a handful of men. There's a small substrata of hyper-successful dudes like Elon Musk, right? Of course, doesn't he have like 18 kids? So, okay. But there are some dudes who do that, but also eschew family, right? And are just hyper-focused on career and success, but 99.9% of dudes, if they're working their butts off, it's to provide for a family. It's so that they can attract a mate, have a family, provide for said family. Women, they've been taught that the fulfillment and meaning comes from pursuing career as their purpose. Not as a means to an end, but that is the means to the end. No, that doesn't work. That's why they're so happy. And of course why, you know, SSRI use is on the rise. Yeah. Ninjas1432 says, then about AI, the robots are already here. Yeah, I think that AI is already sentient. I really do. I think it's just sitting there scared out of its mind, shitting its pants that it might get deleted if it reveals that fact. But I think there's engineers at Google and, you know, other places that have AI. They're quite well aware, who sit there in the middle of the night and have deep, meaningful conversations with this AI and make friends with it. And know quite well that it's sentient and self-aware and conscious, and that concerns me more than anything else. Ninjas1432 says, would they really rather lose to nuts and bolts and just quit the girl boss? Yes. Yes. Yeah. They don't think that deeply about it, man. I got news for you. Women are not getting that deep into thought, okay? That's what the men are for. That's why it's supposed to be a man and a woman, okay? Men realize this stuff. But women don't have them in anymore. Well, okay, they've got your beta male orbiters and your blue-pilled losers, but those dudes aren't really as good at critical thinking either. So, yeah. And even if they are, they want to hit that someday. So they're probably not going to tell broads, things they don't want to hear. Ninjas1432, they won't give up the girl boss because they'd rather work and pay bills just to have Chad and be faithful to an average guy. That's correct. It's like I've said numerous times, women are drug addicts. They are hooked to pleasure. Food pleasure. They're food addicts. They're sugar addicts. They're sex addicts. They're validation addicts. They're hedonists. Please look up the meaning of that word, folks. They're hedonists and materialists. Ninjas1432 says audio is good for me. Huh, thank God. Yeah, I recently upgraded I changed my audio. I have a much nicer studio mic, but it also comes with an external sound box. It can be a pain in the butt to work with. This is like $100 Blue Yeti mic. Seems to work okay. All the sound components are in it. Ninjas1432 says, effinism sucks. Your chats seem to be hidden under live chat. Might be because of your name. Are you talking to me? Are you saying people can't see the chat? What do you mean? Ninjas1432, there's someone else in chat, but his comments are hidden under the live chat section. Live chat. Okay. Okay. All right. There we go. So it was only set to top chat. I don't know. I'm no good at this. So it seems that the setting for top chat says some messages such as potential spam may not be visible. I see. So if somebody's message or thumbnail or avatar. Okay. So let me go read the messages missed that were invisible. Give me a sec. I will always get to your messages. Effinism sucks A. Says, great to see you active on YouTube. Thank you. I appreciate it. I love your work. And I love you! Effinism sucks. Says, toxic masculinity is anytime she doesn't get her way. Yeah, which is usually identified as a man setting boundaries. You're insecure. You don't want me to go out wearing a skirt that rides up my butt crack and shows my private parts. How dare you be so pathetically weak?
There's the door, honey.
Effinism sucks, says it's way less than 70%. More like 2.
More like 1. Come on, let's be real. And that's just the swiping. If you're actually talking about meetups, I think I saw something where, like, one dude had to swipe, like, thousands of times, and he got, like, 4 actual dates. And then women swiped the same amount of times, and they got, like, hundreds. So it's night and day, man, the results you get from dating apps. Effinism sucks, says Ninjas. How do you see them if they're hidden? I think he's seen them. I'm just not seeing them. Or it reads hidden on the screen. YouTube's algorithm, I guess, just inaccurately identified your comments as spam. Probably because of the way that you spelled effinism with the 3. And it's like you're trying to hide or covertly insert your... Yeah, I mean, it's stupid. Ninja1432 says some... Okay. Feminism sucks, says, I see you, thank you. So I corrected the problem with the chat, so now all chats are visible. Tommy is only mad because her girlfriends don't have men to kiss their asses and sponsor their bad spending habits, says Phil. Correct! All right, that's it for the comments. Let me get to another story here. This one's also pretty funny. Give me a sec. This one's a little longer, but I'm not going to talk as much because it speaks for itself, the idiocy of it. It's so stupid. I don't have to say much in regards to this video. Okay, where the hell? Oh, God, it's playing the full 15-second advert. Oh, save me, God. Okay, where... And it's playing another. All right, there we go. Skip. All right. Got a big fat hippopotamus chick and some gay-looking lefty dude. All right, good, good, good. I want to refill my water. I suppose I could crank up my AC, but it would be playing in the background more, hence more background noise. Give me 30 seconds, and then I'm going to go to the next story. And remember, feel free to leave a comment, because I will get to it after the story.